Good morning. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty, powerful, great, excellent God we serve. But even with the psalmist who said, "Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all of the earth." We honor God. We bless him. We appreciate him for his goodness and his mercy toward us. If you notice, every morning I've been allowing Pastor Butler to take the lead as I am preparing myself for strength and tenacity and everything that we're going to be doing for our time of prayer. I'm used to usually having several people do it with me, but I've dedicated this 6 hours of prayer to myself. So I've been allowing Pastor Butler to come and take the lead, push, and go and really pursue like never before. Thank God for him. Sister Joe, I want us to go ahead and unlock. Pastor Butler. Pastor Butler, again, I want you to take, as the Spirit of God leads you this morning, I want you to take it. I want you to first pray for the nations of the earth, not just America, but the nations of the earth. And then I want you to also pray for the church, for the body of Christ. As the Spirit of God leads you, it's in your hands.
More grace, Pastor. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied, sir. Good morning, KCC and fellow saints of the Most High God. We love you. We appreciate God for every one of you that have come up under this umbrella of anointing this morning. Amen, that we might go before God in prayer. Amen. It is the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. And so we have an air of expectation and anticipation that when we call, he will answer. While we're yet speaking, he will hear. Hallelujah. And so we're blessing his name this morning. Before we ask anything of God, let's enter into his gates with thanksgiving and come into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. We're going to do what the scripture has plainly declared, and that is, amen, we will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. When we come before God, we're coming before him this morning, amen, to let him know that we are grateful, appreciative, and thankful in Jesus' name. Let's give him praise for a moment. Come on. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we're so grateful that you laid us down to sleep, but we awakened. For the dead does not praise you, neither does any that go down into silence. So yet, while we have our being, will we praise you. We thank you, Lord God, that not only did you lay us down to sleep, but you caused our sleep to be sweet. And for that, we give you divine praise. Father, we give you glory because you already know the way that we go. You already know what today's activity, what Jesus has been assigned for our lives. You already know, Lord, the ins and the outs and the uprising and the down sitting of our life. So, Lamb of God, we bless you right now because you have made every crooked place straight and every rough place smooth. We adore you. We bless you and we honor you. We give you glory because you're the great King of the saints. You're the Bishop of our souls. You are our Redeemer. You are the root of David. Glory to God. You are our kinsman and redeemer. And we bless you for it, Lord. Father, you could have allowed us to die in our sleep. We could be in a coma. We could be incapacitated. But, Father, you quickened our mind. Hallelujah. So what shall we render unto you for all your many benefits unto us? Glory. We're taking the cup of salvation. And we're calling on the matchless, majestic name of the Lord. You said it's a good thing to give praise unto the Lord and to honor the Most High God. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah. We adore you because you are adorable. We celebrate you because you are worthy. Father God, we appreciate you for the great thing. Excuse me. For the great things that you have done. Hallelujah. Unto thee, hallelujah, lift our up mine eyes, O Lord, that dwellest in the heavens. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, your servant David said, behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, and the eyes of the maidens unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon thee, O Lord, our God, until, Lord Jesus Christ, you have mercy upon us. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 123, we bless you. Hallelujah. Because, Lord, you are our light, our salvation, our God. Hallelujah. The Lord, you are our light and our salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The strength of our life. Whom should we fear? In the time of trouble, glory to God, you shall hide us. Hallelujah. We bless you right now, Father, for being in the land of the living. The dead does not praise you, neither does any that go down in the silence. So we want to stop and say thank you. Thank you for the privilege to even pray. And thank you even moreover with the air of expectation. According to 1 John 5:14-15, Father, this is the confidence that we have in you. Hallelujah. That whatsoever things we ask in your name, or whatsoever things we ask according to your will, you hear us. And if we know you hear us, we know we have the petition that we desire. So we thank you in advance. We celebrate you in advance by the answered prayer in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our first prayer point is going to be, amen, for supernatural increase and resources that God is going to provide as a result of being up under this umbrella and this sprout of glory that has been going on for the past 3 weeks. In Jesus' name, we're asking for the supernatural increase according to the word of God. 3 John 1:3 said, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in truth. Hallelujah. We're going to thank God because not only are we receiving the truth, what's been provided, the resource of truth, because you shall know the truth, and it's the truth, the knowledge of the truth, that makes us liberated, free. As it's been said, you're no more freer than, amen, bless God, the knowledge that you have concerning your freedom. Glory to God. The Bible says, amen, bless God, that you shall know the truth, and the knowledge of the truth will make you free. Not just the truth, but the knowledge of the truth. So we're thanking God for that provision. Hallelujah. That not only do we have it, but that we're walking in it. And then according to Ecclesiastes 10:19, amen, a feast is made for laughter and wine makes it merry, but money answereth all things. So not only we're thanking God for the provisions and asking for the increase, the supernatural increase in resources provided through the truth, but also through our finances. Hallelujah. And the way that's going to happen is through Matthew 6:33. As we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all resources, all needs, everything else is going to be added. Hallelujah. Lift your right hand, hallelujah, and say, Father, thank you for supernatural increase. Thank you for resources provided. Thank you for every need being met according to Philippians, that you met every need according to your riches and glory in Christ. Hallelujah. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, we thank you for the means by which you have allowed us to show the positioning of our heart. God, we give you glory and praise because your word says that where a man's treasures are, his heart is there also. Therefore, we ask you to give us supernatural financial increase in our jobs, businesses, business ventures. Oh, God, we pray for it in investments so that we may finance this work, the kingdom of God, hallelujah, of excellence that's set before KCC, that we might display it before the world. In the name of Jesus, we pray divine favor with those who possess the kingdom money and resources so that you may use us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That you may use us as conduits to receive it from their hands into our hands. We thank you in advance for the people financing the work of the kingdom. Hallelujah. The work that Kingdom City Church has to do that will make an impact all over the globe. We thank you that you are compelling them to release the resources needed to complete the divine projects here through us, Lord, whatever it is, wherever you have assigned us, the places that you have put us in, hallelujah, to make an impact and an unerasable mark, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We know in advance that all of our needs are met because our hearts are focused on meeting the needs of the kingdom. And if we meet the kingdom needs first, you said all these other things will be added. Lamb of God, we praise you, we bless you, and we honor you in advance that it is, in fact, already done in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Come on, praise him right there for the next second. Our next prayer point is going to be for the nation of the earth, that God has caused us to be ambassadors. He's called us to be ambassadors. He said, amen, that we are called to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge for the land and for the people. So we're praying for the nations. We're extending our prayer. We're expanding our border, and we're touching the lives of those that are in the nations of this earth, that God would use them in a supernatural way that glorify him. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the wonderful name of his majesty, the Lord Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray your divine protection as the heathen rages and as the enemy lifts up his head, Father, to do destruction, bring chaos and calamity, catastrophic events, hallelujah, around this world. We pray, we stand as you decreed and declared that we should pray for all men, for kings and for those in authority, that we should live a peaceable and godly life. Father, we not only pray for the prosperity of America, the protection of America, and the keeping of America. Father, you said, except you build the house, they that labor, labor in vain, and except you watch over the city, the watchman, hallelujah, waketh but in vain. Father, so we pray divine protection. We pray intervention right now, not only for Africa, but God, for Indonesia. Father, I pray for Pakistan, hallelujah, Bangladesh. Father, I ask you now that you would bless and move for those, Lord God, hallelujah, in Turkey, in Jesus' mighty name, bring the revelation of your word to those that sit in darkness, in obscurity, hallelujah, in Budapest, in Borosai, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise now for those, God, in Japan. Hallelujah. Open the eyes of your people that are everywhere. Cause them to taste and see that you're good and your mercy endure forever. Father, you said, hallelujah, that your cry is that you would that all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. So our cry is with, Lord, thy servant David. Save, Lord. Let the king hear us when we call. Save, Lord. Let the king hear when we call. Father, we pray that you would move, hallelujah, in Indonesia. Father, we ask in you now that you would, Lord, use us to stand in the gap for those that are sitting in obscurity, hallelujah, in Haiti right now, in Jamaica, those that are going through. Father, give them refuge, give them a place of solace, hallelujah. Let the finances, the resources that are needed to provide for the babies, to provide for the women. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray, Father, that we don't get so caught up in our prosperity that we forget that those are around the globe suffering, hallelujah, that stands without and stand in need. And so now we extend, hallelujah, not only our prayers, but as we have opportunity to be a blessing, to do good to all men, and especially those of the household of faith. We're asking you, Master, Father God, that you would send your anointing, particularly this month, hallelujah, and shield the children. Hallelujah. Shield the children. Hallelujah. Of Turkey. Shield the children. Lord Jesus Christ. Of Saudi Arabia. Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We pray for Bosnia Herzegovina. I pray for those in Greece. Hallelujah. God, we're asking for those in Denmark. Hallelujah. Father, Yugoslavia. In Brustipi. Father, rain, Father, we superimpose your blessing on the enemy's Lord Jesus curse. We superimpose the miracle of God for those that stand in need around the world. In the name of Jesus, you said your gospel will go around the world, and it's not until the gospel has gone around the world, then shall the end come. Father, use men, use women, hallelujah, mouthpieces, vessels of honor. Let them become a mouthpiece to bring heaven and earth together. Grant them, Lord Jesus Christ, with holy boldness, they would make known the testimony of the holy child Jesus. Oh, Lamb of God, let the gospel go out, the gospel of deliverance, the gospel of healing, the gospel of breakthrough, the gospel, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, of healing and deliverance, the gospel, let it, God, go into every nation, in the name of Jesus, Canada, hallelujah, we're praying Australia, we're praying for Germany, Luxembourg, Libraso, Mitusti Pirinimi Unsilipaya, Grosta, Kaya Kaya, Nebe Kerele, Bionsulipinstilibeca, Brusti Pirinimi Unsuta, hallelujah, Father, save. Then stretch forth your hand to heal. Stretch forth thy hand to deliver. Stretch forth thine hand to break out and to break through the captives. And Father, use us to be on our knees, to be in a place of soulless, a place where we can hear your voice, a place that, Lord, when you say open your mouth, we would open it, because, Lord, death and life is in the power of our tongue, and somebody's life may be dependent on God, hallelujah, our prayer. We're praying now, Lord, break the bands asunder of evil and wickedness that lies in high places, in these places, in England. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we're praying, Lamb of God, that you would move in a special and miraculous way. Hallelujah. Cambodia, in the Manonasia, in the name of Jesus. Father, China, Lord, you said the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. You turn it wherever you will. Turn it to you. Invade their dreams. Invade their thought life. Invade their quiet time. Father, you'll know how to get the man. Hallelujah. When no one else can do it, you are able to do exceeding abundant above all that we're able to ask or think according to the power that works in us. And that power is by faith. We give you praise now. We give you glory now. That someone is being strengthened, kept protected. Hallelujah, you've turned the hand. Hallelujah, the gunsman. You've turned the hand. Hallelujah, bless God, of the invader, the intrusionary. Bruce Dyer, God, we thank you now that it's the effectual, fervent prayer that is stopping, Lord, stopping the homicide, stopping the addiction, stopping the abduction in the name of Jesus. And Father, save, hallelujah, that one that's sitting back with that rifle in the hand. Save them, God. Save the princesses of the world. We pray, Lamb of God, for representatives in every place, legislators, Father, governors, those that make decisions that affect the people's lives. You said when the righteous rule, the city rejoices, but when the evil is in charge, there is no peace. Father, so we pray, God, put men and women of righteousness in places of authority around the world that makes decisions, hallelujah, that affect the simple people, that affect those that are innocent, that affect those that are unaware. Fundi be asta in the name of Jesus. Ulaba reseke mutare mustadapai. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God from glory. Our next prayer, amen, and this is going to be the last prayer. My God, I feel good in my sanctified soul, and I'm giving him praise and glory for it right now. Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. We're praying for the church. Amen. That's right. We're praying for the church global, praying for the church international, the church universal, and we're praying for the church local. Amen. Global, everywhere, anywhere that honors him, that blesses him and that is set out for him. And every pastor whose mind is set for that same resolve and call into that place, hallelujah, universal, wherever they are, whatever creed, color, nation, whatever it is, amen, we're thanking God for them and we're praying for them, their protection, keeping, and the strength, and that the Lord would be using them to glorify himself. Hallelujah. We're praying for KCC that we would make an impact and an unerasable mark upon the cities that we are planted in Houston. Hallelujah. Jacksonville, even in Charlotte, and to be all over the world. And of course, we're praying for those of you and your churches that you are, amen, connected to, that God would use you, amen, bless God, as a strength and as a backbone and a rebar to help strengthen that church and help them in their local vicinity. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, according to Isaiah 54:17, you said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. You said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Their righteousness is of me. Hallelujah. We're praying that divine protection right now and divine anointing. Amen. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's John, I believe, 14:13-14. So say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you've given divine anointing to the church, and you have empowered us to glorify you in the earth. Now, Lord, let our mission be made manifest and our assignment be taken on with the burden of the Lord. Come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. Father, you call us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Lord, you said that you have made us kings and priests of the Lord and his Christ. So I pray, Lamb of God, for the church universal, the church, Lord Jesus Christ, global, the church local. Father, we're praying, first of all, that thy will be done in us, that we would submit, surrender, and succumb unto your word, that we would submit unto authority, that we may have authority, that, Father God, we would yield and surrender ourselves, hallelujah, unto leadership that is up under the church, so that we might go out, Lord Jesus Christ, and display that leadership. Lamb of God, you told us that we are ambassadors for Christ. Hallelujah, that we are bringing reconciliation to God, of reconciliation to others, that we are beseeching others to be reconciled to God. Give us to be ambassadors. Give us to represent and not misrepresent. Give us, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, the tongue of the learned. Give us the mind of Christ, we pray. Father, that we would think like you, for you said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Father, cause our thoughts to be that of your thoughts, our ways to be your ways. Hallelujah. Our desire to be your desire. Let us feel the pulse of heaven. Give us to feel, Lord, your heart so that we might, Lord Jesus, display your heart before men, before those on the job. We pray for the church. We pray for the church for divine protection. Father, for everyone that has, Lord, the ill against the church. For everyone that has, Lord Jesus Christ, some type of device for our demise. Father, whether it's spiritual, financial, psychological, whether it is, Lord Jesus Christ, materialistic, whether it is, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, glory to God, matura de ese, whether it is, Lord Jesus Christ, social and relational, we pray for it, and we pray for every peeping spirit, hallelujah, that would set itself in the church as a mold, hallelujah, being used in Lord Jesus Christ, subliminal way by the enemy, those who have given themselves to be, Lord Jesus Christ, peepers, those who have given themselves to be molds and spiritual spies. How are you not meaning good in righteousness for the church? We pray they may be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. Be exposed. That they may be revealed and that they may be torn down from that high place. Hallelujah. And most of all, Father, we pray, Father, that those that sit in darkness that would do it against the church may be turned to light. Our cry is, save, Lord, for you came to seek and save that which is lost. Give us to never forget our mission. Give us to never forget our first Lord Jesus call, and that is that we should let our light so shine before men that they would behold our good works and glorify you. Lamb of God, make us beacons in the earth. Give us to be strengtheners one to another. Help us one of another. Hallelujah. You said, Lord Jesus, in Ephesians 1, to blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as you have chosen us in him from the foundation of the world, that we should be holy. Cause us to be holy, Father, without blame before you in love, as you have predestined us in Christ Jesus, that we would walk worthy of your vocation. Father, we ask you, cause us, Lord, hallelujah, to be, Lord Jesus Christ, an impact for heaven. Hallelujah, in the schools, on the job, in the hospitals, Father, in the workplace, Father God, in the gyms, wherever we go, give us to realize we are heaven's representatives, and I pray divine protection for your church, for your body, starting with your leaders, starting with your prophets, your pastors, your apostles, your holy men of God, out of your holy handmaidens of the Lord. Father, strengthen them even now. Even Pastor Brian Kahn Jr., Father, Prophet Kahn, strengthen him now, Father, what the enemy has set and plot and lie in wait to. Hallelujah, for deceit. We dismantle everything that the enemy has set up and decree and declare in that it will not work, that no weapon, Isaiah 54, shall work. It shall not prosper. Father, thank you. The weapon is formed, but thank you through you. He's doing valiantly and running through the troop and leaping over every wall. And because of that, Father, he leads as a general, and we follow as dedicated, committed, loyal soldiers. Hallelujah. For what? For the cause of Christ. Hallelujah. And you, Lamb of God, are the captain of the host. Father, use your men and women everywhere. Hallelujah. Give them a backbone of iron. Give them a face of flint. I pray that you would cause us to have boldness, tenacity, driving on with enthusiasm. Hallelujah. And a spirit that says, if we perish, let us perish, but we're going to see the kingdom. We pray, Father, that you would give us to be, Lord Jesus Christ, mission-oriented, that we would be goal-oriented. Use us, the church, hallelujah, hallelujah, as arrows. Let this prayer and this prayer call become a bow to shoot us as arrows, hallelujah, straightway to hit whatever target it is that you set before us. God, we thank you now. Use the 6 hours of prayer as a springboard to thrust us into the pool, hallelujah, of overcoming power and victory. In the name of Jesus, Father, prepare your man. Prepare your manservant. Hallelujah. Pour into him. Pour into him that he would pour into the church. Glory to God. And men like him, women like him, everywhere. Father, put a divine shield, a blood shield. Oh, that's what we pray. A blood covering. A blood covering right now. A blood covering over their family. A blood covering over everyone that's close to them. A blood covering over the home, the business. Hallelujah, the investments. Hallelujah, the assets, their loved ones. A blood covering. Cover them in the blood. Give them to not be weary in well-doing. Give them to know in due season they shall reap. Father, you said they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. They would mount up with wings
angels, eagles, run and not be weary. Father, for the other prophet burn current lights that surround the world, those who have the same mission in mind, those who have the same tenacity, those that have the same vision to see the church where they are and the churches internationally grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We pray today that you would, God, empower them with grace. Let it rest upon them as a garment fitted. Hallelujah. And let them wear it well. Matushai. And Father, through the grace of God, my Savior, ooh, glory, through the grace of God, Father, let yokes be destroyed, burdens be lifted. Hallelujah. People be healed. The eyes of those that sit in obscurity, let it come to light. Raka, show yourself strong today for the church in Jesus' mighty, matchless name. Hallelujah. Give him praise.
Kalaban sotolele mandala kialaban salamon delebe. Lebrondololobosuku, that's Psalm 30:11, declares that he has turned my mourning into dancing. That's Romans 8:28, declares that all things work together for the good. This is going to be our last prayer part. We are declaring that everything is changing for our good. Whatever it is, we are decreeing change for our good. Raise your right hand. Say in the name of Jesus, everything that is working against us this morning as we pray, we command it turns for our good. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, you don't tell no lies. And in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command every situation in my life that seemingly is working against me, I thank you that by the Holy Ghost power, by the intelligentsia of God, by the handiwork of your hand, I thank you that it turns for my good. I command a turn. I command a turn. I command a turn. Father, I thank you today that blogs and lies and scandals and rumors, attacks that are working against me, I thank you that right now it is turning for my good. I thank you today that my adversaries are being used as advertisement. I thank you today that every attack, Halebashakalamaya, is being used to get me to the place of prayer. I thank you today that every every trick of the enemy is being turned into triumph. I thank you that every attack of the enemy that will come to make me a victim is being used for my victory. I declare a turn. Father, turn it. Father, turn it. Turn it for my good. Turn that situation in the life of my son. Turn that situation in the life of my daughter. Turn that situation in the life of the church. I thank you today. Hey! That it turns for my good. It turns for my good. It turns. Oh, ba, 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 kasha. Handala balada de dia. Ramandele be ekorala basita. I thank you that it turns for my good. I thank you that everything that is stolen is returning for my good. I thank you that nothing shall stop me. Nothing shall hinder me. But it is turning for my good. In the name of Jesus. I did not pray. Pastor Butler prayed and prayed for a solid 30 minutes today, and we are grateful to God for his time of prayer and intercession. Of course, as you know, we are praying at 12 o'clock at all locations, but at 6 o'clock this evening, we're getting back in prayer and holding on to the horns of the altar. You know, there are so many people on this prayer line that people literally keep getting kicked out. So I'm praying about whether we should extend the amount of people that's allowed to be on here. But there's so many people that are trying to call in, and we're grateful for all of those who are trying to call in and pray, because it speaks to what God is doing. God is up to something powerful, and the devil is defeated, but God is exalted. And because God is the greatest power, guess what? We will never, ever be defeated. I encourage you, I implore thee, hallelujah, to rejoice in the Lord. And again, I say rejoice. I am led to tell you to command change all day. Whenever there's a situation that is not looking the way you want, just say, I command change. I decree change. Command it. Decree it. And it shall be, even if you have spoken and declared. I will see you this evening at 6 o'clock for our time of prayer and intercession. That's right. 6 o'clock this evening, we're praying until heaven moves on our behalf. Make sure you make your life a prayer and pray without ceasing for the rest of the day and watch what God is about to do in your life. Now, guess what you're doing? You are believing God for overnight miracles and overnight money. Man of God, pray for supernatural increase. Why? Because you need to get, hallelujah, you need to get to the prayer shut-in this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. Your mama, your sister, your brother, your friend, my God, they need to be in prayer, believing God. And I'm expecting all of you to be there, praying that can pray and trusting God, because we know that prayer changes things. You are blessed. You are anointed. You are favored. And you can't be stopped. There's an unusual grace upon you today. So we are trusting God for signs, wonders, and miracles. And know that something good is about to happen in the life of the church. I'll see you at 6 o'clock, but most definitely make sure you pray at 12, you that can. But we'll see you at 6 o'clock in prayer, knowing God's going to do the miraculous. You are blessed. More grace.